Okay, so welcome to Fragmentum episode 20. I just want to pull this quick microcast together to talk about, get back into microcasting as I've been away on leave and various things, and talk specifically here about a to-do app and why I've really got into using the, it's only Mac and iOS to be fair, the app Things by Cultured Code. So just for a bit of background, and it's really just to big up this app and say check it out, is that I'm a big fan of to-dos and lists and organizing and stuff, because a long time ago, and I'll link to all these things, I read the David Allen's book Getting Things Done, and the whole principle behind this is generally the principle is just to get stuff out of your head and into a system, and then you can deal with it later. So it's really about helping you to stop forgetting the things you've got to do. And I definitely, because I'm doing multiple things, I end up forgetting or not prioritizing the appropriate tasks. Reading that book, and a long time ago, I used to use an app called IGTD, which was based around this. And the idea is you put stuff into your inbox. That's the things that you're getting out of your head, and then you deal with them later. You either put them into a time frame, you deal with them there and then. I mean, that's the main thing you're supposed to do, or you put them into like an anytime or a someday sort of system. That app was great. It then moved to like GTD2, but that didn't really take off. And in fact, it turned out that the main guy who'd been working on that ended up going to work on Things. Now, this was quite a while ago. The other interesting thing about the GD, that app, was it's kind of based around Lotus Notes. There's some background around that as well. It's open source. It was really, really good. I have to admit, I'm pretty sure that if I launched it now, there's a whole load of stuff in there I still haven't done from who knows, probably about a decade ago. Anyway, so that app disappeared, and I'd sort of moved then into, when I was managing a big team, we used Flow, which was a really good app for team task building. And that worked great, and you could use it for both, obviously, personal and for team, but it's quite expensive if you have, but it was great when you've got a team. Obviously, my team shrunk, and it became less cost-effective to use that system. But again, it was a really nice approach. So then I sort of had moved in and out of using Task Paper as my to-do app. And that's a nice, really simple, plain text editor that is really good. I use a lot of the Hogbase software stuff for different things, Writeroom and Folding Text I use a lot, and Task Paper. And so I've been putting stuff into that, but the iOS apps had disappeared. Well, they're coming back in different formats now. And I've sort of gotten out of the habit, and I'd also been introduced to Trello and various Kanban methodologies, but I was finding recently, coming back to work, there's always tons of stuff to do before the start of term, that I was like, oh man, I'm getting overwhelmed with all this stuff, I need to write it all down in a system. But I didn't really want to go back to Task Paper, didn't really want to use Trello to be fair, because there was just something about it I wasn't quite in tune with. So I thought, well, I quite like the Kanban methodology. Maybe I could use like GitLab issues, and GitLab has sort of a board thing as well. But again, it felt a bit that was more inclined for software development and wasn't just about kind of, you know, other things. So I decided, well, if I could maybe set up Kanboard, which is your own server side Kanban style, Trello style, open source app. I tried that. The problem with that really was that the export format was a database format. It was a bit hard to understand. I didn't feel comfortable with the stuff being sort of locked in that system, and there was no quick way of getting your to-dos out of your head and into the system. It was too many taps or steps because there was no iOS apps. Now, obviously, I knew about Things. I've known about Things since version 1. It's now version 3. And I thought, okay, I'll give that a try and see whether that will work for me. And I have to admit, I think it's actually fantastic. I've got the iOS, well, the iPhone app. I've got the Mac OS app. I'm going to get the iPad one. which looks great because of the keyboard sort of functionality of it. I mean, the main thing I'd say is that it's simple. You know, you throw everything into the inbox, you can just capture things there and then, and you can organize things how you want. Now, there are a few things I found is that you can have these areas and you can also have projects. Now, I'm not really using areas because I found that actually with projects, you can create headers, so you can have a whole list of things to do around sort of, you know, podcasting, and maybe you have headers for the different podcasts that you do, rather than having an area of podcasts, and then inside that, three projects for each thing, because it felt a bit messy. So it took me a while to get my head around about how I'm going to organise it, but I think I'm going to go for projects and headers, and less areas. Areas feel like an extra layer that's not really for me. And the other thing is just making sure you throw everything in there. So not just, you know, the work stuff, but all the menial things, shopping, getting your hair cut, etc. So you really start to use the system. And again, it's just really easy. You type stuff in on your phone or your Mac and it goes straight into either your inbox or the today function, which is stuff that you could check through today. And then you can organize it into, you know, your projects as you need to. You can set time, calendared events. You can set them to have alerts or not. You've got an anytime folder and a Sunday folder. And it's great. I have to admit, I would recommend anyone check it out. It's, you know, a week of using it, as I'm totally embedded in that. It's got loads of functionality. I guess the things that I think it's missing is that I can't seem to find a way to just show me everything in all of my projects as one mega list. I actually wouldn't mind that. That would be pretty useful to be able to sort of see that. The other neat thing is if you put stuff in today and you don't complete it, it automatically rolls over to the next day, which is really nice. You can obviously throw it out of there, put it in your inbox or put it in your calendar. It does really nice things with attachments. So if you've got files on a computer in particular, I mean, definitely think if you're going to use it, you need to have it on Mac and your phone, just because the Mac one gives you quite a lot of power. You can throw attachments at it and it tracks those around your computer, so wherever they are, so you can have a to-do with a note that's got an attachment. If you're using Mail app, then you can actually drag and drop like emails into it and it will link to that rather than copy it over. Unfortunately, Outlook doesn't have the ability to do that, but I found a script which actually stopped working frustratingly, where you can set up an Apple script that allows you to create a keyboard shortcut to take the email that you're looking at in Outlook and actually make a task from it, and it pastes the body and the title in. So although it's just taking the text and it's not, you know, the email is still going to be in your Outlook and in Things, it at least allows you to take the context, because that is a little bit frustrating, because obviously with work, all of our email is on Office 365, so I use the latest version of Outlook, which is pretty good actually. But I can't just drag and drop an email into Things and get it to create a task on that. So that I don't think is going to be resolved in any capacity. The only other thing I say is it's unfair to say it's quite expensive to buy, because you want to buy all three things and each is sold separately. I was more concerned initially that like Things 4 might come out and then I'm spending you know, £80-90 on a to-do thing to then have to buy them all again. Now, I know they've had in the past reductions of price to help people migrate over, but actually I noticed that although Things 3 has been out for a while and has had numerous really great updates, the last version of Things 2 I think was like 4 or 5 years out with updates, etc. So I sort of thought, well, actually, even, you know, it's worth it. So I totally recommend looking at Things. Like I said, it is only on Mac and iOS, which is unfortunate, but it's great, and is certainly helping me to organize my stuff. So that's it for this microcast. Check out the links, and if you've got a Mac or iOS, definitely get the Mac trial of Things, and if you want to just test it on the phone, the iPhone one is a tenner, so totally recommend it for getting things done. Thanks again for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, then feel free to back me on Patreon. So it's patreon.com/proctorbot, and you can pay to encourage me to continue to do these things and pay for some of the PhD and the servers and stuff that I have. Or if you just want to buy me a coffee, then I've got a link there that will let you hat tip the podcast. So hopefully you've enjoyed this microcast, and with things, I've got recurring tasks, so expect more microcasts. Thanks.